very important conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon. That information coming out that NATO is not enough, but the European Union going to be in the very near future developing their own military operation. It is absolutely a potential prophetic event that is unfolding even in our world today. Well, we're going to bring now to these microphones Don DeYoung. Dr. DeYoung is head of the science department at Grace College in Winona Lake, Indiana. Not that we know of, we're not related, but he's good looking, I'm good looking, we're both humble, so we must be related somehow. But he has such knowledge about things that I like to talk about when I see them in the news. I always go to him. By the way, he's written an excellent book on astronomy. It's the, I would say, handbook for starting on your path to being somewhat of maybe an amateur astronomer. I have it. I enjoy it so very much. It's at our website, prophecytoday.com, in my bookstore, or you can go to amazon.com and get the book as well. Don, thank you so very much for being available, and I wanted to talk to you about the article I sent to you about a nearby planet. Now, when they say nearby, it's 11 light years away. Just explain, what does that mean? How far would that be away?
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Good to join you. Well, a light year is about 6 trillion miles, the distance that light would travel during an entire year. So, of course, many stars are hundreds, thousands, millions of light years away. So this one at about 10 light years is relatively nearby in the whole universe.
Well, I understand that scientists, these who are interested in seeing if there's any other activity in outer space, I'm talking about human-type activity or even aliens, if that's what we would call them, they have targeted this planet with the possibility of seeing if it's going to be inhabitable for humankind. What do we know about all of this? Can you update us?
Well, surely. A planet is an object that circles a star. Of course, in our own neighborhood, we have the solar system with 8 or 9 planets. But what we're finding in our time are objects circling other stars. In fact, the number is well over 3,000 now of distant planets. Now, usually they are close to their parent stars, as best we can tell, so they would be very hot and gaseous and unfriendly. This new one that they mentioned with a fancy name, Ross 128b, seems to be a planet more the size of the Earth and close enough to its parent star that the thought is the temperature might be somewhat comfortable. Now, let me say right away, Jimmy, we have not seen this new planet. We don't see these things. Well, we notice that the stars are flickering or they're moving somewhat, so we know that something is pulling on them. And by close measurements of that flickering idea of a star, we can tell how close the planet is to the star and what its time is for an orbit. And then we can also guess at what its surface temperature might be.
Well, how in the world would an astronomer be able to determine that?
Well, it all comes from the celestial mechanics, the way God set up the whole plan. These new planets are circling their stars, and we can just watch the period, the time for the star to, whatever it's doing, flicker or whatever, when the planet goes in front of it. And then from that, in a secondary way, we derive this information. What we certainly cannot tell is really the nature of the planet, whether it's gaseous or solid, what kind of atmosphere it might have, whether it might have water. All these are unknowns.
Don, why are scientists today so occupied in searching the universe to try to see if there is another planet that is inhabited, or is there one that could be? Why is this search going on?
Yes, we do notice that on every astronomy article, they mention the possibility of life out there. It's just interesting. People seem to have this drive to wonder where we fit into the universe. Now, of course, with our Christian faith view, we know that we're a special part of the creation and made to honor our Maker. But without that kind of background, people just wonder, what is our place in the universe, and are we alone? So it's just a common question. Well, NASA, our space agencies, have caught on to this. They know that there's the interest, that that's where the financial support is. So that's why they keep pushing that idea of life. It seems to be what people are after.
I've read Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 18, and John Whitcomb brought me to that information one day, which basically is saying that God created the earth to be inhabited by man, and then he would visit earth and man for the purpose of giving him salvation. Don, does that mean that there's no other living creature on any other planet out there?
Well, yes, that passage in Isaiah does talk about the earth being a special part of creation. Not that we're the largest planet, and, you know, we're one of several planets in the solar system, but the Lord walked here, and the earth was even here before the sun, moon, and stars, so it is special. And all I can say, Jimmy, after a whole lifetime of this space age that we've lived in, there is not a shred of evidence of life anywhere else. It looks more and more like we are uniquely created on planet Earth, and all of this great glory around us that goes on and on, well, it was just the work of God's fingers, and it's all part of what he made for us to enjoy.
I know that you're a scientist, you're an astronomer, and you're also a very tedious student of the Word of God. We have a lot of prophecy teachers. I would call them a part of the postmodern prophetic paradigm who are talking about aliens in outer space. They're talking about the invasion, the Nephilim, eschatology, etc. So then, based upon what you've just said, that would be all false teaching in these the last days, would it not?
Yes, I think that goes in the wrong direction. You know, there's a verse over in Psalm 115, 16 that says the highest heavens, they belong to the Lord, not to kind of alien life. The earth was given to man, but that's his realm up above. Now, certainly it could be the realm of the spirit world, but not the kind of movie-type aliens.
Yeah, the spirit world, satanic spirits for sure, because Satan and his demons were cast out of the third heaven into the first and possibly second heaven as well. Don, it's always a joy to be able to come to you when we see something I think needs to be addressed for the Christian, and I am so appreciative of the fact that you're always there to give us some great biblical answers and from your background in science as well. Thank you, my good friend. Have a great weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. You too.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I have a discussion with David James. We're going to be talking about a catharsis on the Mall in Washington, D.C. You do not want to miss this conversation. It's all ahead right here on Prophecy Today.